Yesu yoze obana wa Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Musibye mutya muli nyali ya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Mukulikeyo mukanyomero kali akayise.
Welcome back in the phase we've finished.
Okusinza n'okutendereza.
In the worship and the praise.
Okwaniriza abagenyi n'okwebaza
Katonda. Welcoming the visitors and thanking God.
Kansubire tukoleddwa bulungi
nnyo. Let me expect you've done good.
Tulina obudde butono nnyo ddala.
We have a little time indeed.
Naye twetaaga tukolemu ekyamakulu.
But we need to do something major within it.
Tukiriza ekigendererwa. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mboliza ku muganda wo.
Greet us of your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda omulamu.
Which come from God the Father.
Mugambe tweyongere mu musana gw'okumanya.
Tell them we'll move on in the light of knowledge.
Okumanya ekigambo kya Katonda.
The knowledge of the word of God.
Era bwe tweyongere okumanya amazima.
We'll move on to know the truth.
N'amazima gatufuula ab'eddembe.
Even the truth sets us free.
Era tubeere batukuvu.
And let's be holy.
Olw'ekigambo kye tuwulira.
By the word we hear.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Mukama akuwa omukisa gw'okujja.
May God give you a blessing for coming.
Ata akwongereko n'ogw'okuwuliriza.
And he adds you that of hearing.
Akwongereko ogw'okutegeera.
And he adds you the blessing of
understanding. Akwongereko ogw'okutegeeza
abalala. May he add you a blessing of
preaching to others. Akwongereko ogw'okumalirira okudde waffe mu
ggulu. Add you a blessing to come and get home.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Tetugenda fanana nga bannaffe.
We are not going to appear like both our colleagues.
Ababaddewo ke mabega
wali. Those who have been there before.
Oba abaatandika nga bali ku mulamwa ne baguva.
All those who began on track and they perverted from it.
Kubanga bangi kwa bavudde ku mulamwa gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Many of those have perverted from the track of the word of God.
Ng'ate bakulembeze.
And yet they are leaders.
Ne bakyamya bangi.
And they pervert many.
Ne babonyaabonya bangi.
And they trouble many.
Mukaddo oyo abadde wano.
That mama who has been here.
Ng'atuwa obujulizi n'okwebaza Katonda.
And she gave us the testimony and thanking God.
Utufu we yajira.
Indeed when she came.
Naye anaatera okufa okuva mu mubiri ogwo gwalimu.
And she was about to die, check out of that body she is in.
Naye nga kyava kukwaniriza basumba.
But it came for her to welcome pastors in her home.
Abasumba abataali balungi.
Pastors who were not good.
Ne basimba amakande ewuwe.
And they based in her home.
Bataddewo obuweereza.
They put a ministry there.
Bafuusa abakambwe ddala.
They become harsh indeed.
Omusajja ogwo bayita bishop mu lulimi lwabwe.
That man they call a bishop in their language.
Si mu lulimi lwa Bible.
Not in the language of the Bible.
Mu lulimi lw'ensi.
But in the language of the world.
Nali ntuseeko mu kifo awali ekitebe kye ekikulu.
I have ever reached in a place where there is his headquarter.
Saidi ya kifo kyagala Kalule.
At the side of Kalule.
Rusozi luli.
On the other mountain.
Akunganyizaayo abatono abakulu n'abakadde.
He has gathered the young, the old and the elderly.
Abatoto babadde basoma.
If the young are not in school,
naye nga babeera basula ku mayinja nga banoonya
Mukama. But they sleep on the rocks seeking God.
Tebeebikka.
They don't cover themselves.
Tebalya mmere enfumbe.
They don't eat cooked food.
Tebajjanjabibwa malaria.
They are not treated.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Waliwo oluganda bamuyitanga Alexander be bantwalayo.
The brother was called Alexander, he took me there.
Ennaku zino baddayo mu London.
These days they traveled back to London.
Naye twatuuka eri.
But we reached there.
We
were very surprised. In the language of the world. Spiritually, you're not surprised for they're meant to happen. For you speak, they surely happen.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they removed it to me from another headquarter. He had those funny branches around. But people there are taken as terrorists. He was training the army of Christ. But when they sleep on the mountain rocks,
I even
met a woman, they claimed she went to hell, beat Satan off his seat.
Kale natunuulira obusiru bwawali sitaani
bwataddewo. I looked at the foolishness that had put there.
N'okubonyaabonya abaana ba
Katonda. And the troubling of the children of God.
Mbutufu abantu be twasingana mu bifo ebyo.
Indeed the two people we met in that place.
Nga bali committed nnyo mu butamanya.
And they are so committed in ignorance.
Nga bannange beewaayo.
And they committed themselves.
Nga tebalya.
And they don't eat.
Abaana abatonga bo tebasoma.
The young children don't go to school.
Nga babagamba bagenda kuweereza jjye lya Mukama.
And they told them they're going to minister, they are an army of God.
Naye simanyi oba yabadde amaze okulitendeka kuba kati.
I don't know whether he had finished to trade it, for now he has gone.
Kati bamututte.
Now they took him. But I told that mama, strong here, they are not taking you anywhere. At least them themselves will go.
There were
tensions, they sent her evil spirits and they ended her as she saw.
And
she told her, if they don't come back with fellowship with us, you're going to die. Every time they proclaim death on her, anytime she gets sick, gets worse, and they tell her the rebellious is going. Now, if the one who has been in charge of that witchcraft shrine has gone, we ask God's angel not to accept to plant another.
That
it ends there as he promised us. Some of them will get sick and never arise again. I tell you, there is suffering moving on in charge.
But
at least God has given us a blessing of bringing light, the light of understanding. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name above all names, the name where there is salvation in heavens and earth.
Yes.
The name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming. Thank you for committing to seek God.
We're
based in the new generation that is this ministry. The new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
We
move you on in the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. Who didn't bring their book? We cannot put the Holy Spirit on the floor of the religious people. He can do whatever he wants in his ministration. We want to get used to his ways. And we don't write him a book of the Protestants.
You
know, that one is ordered to run for an entire year. No change of program. Even of the Catholics like that. But that this is of the Spirit of God, who reveals in his word as he wants. Don't abuse religion by those with darkness. And we speak of that darkness, let them get the light. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Someone.
We go in the journey of heaven.
It's
the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. We are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's found in the first created heaven, in the realm above. Even though the realm above, we find three heavens. When you talk of the realm below with the fourth created heaven, praise Jesus. This is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We are still seeing the seven seals of the seven groups of angels. We are in the second part of the things we are to see in the seven seals of the seven groups of angels. This day we see the type of horse and the chariots of every group on the seven groups of angels. This day we see the type of horse and the chariots of every group on the seven groups of angels. When you look at that image, you see the seven groups of angels and you see the type of horse which you're going to be added on by the wheels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know, many times many people, when they read in this Bible and they find the one seated on the red horse, and they say that one is a terrorist. He sheds blood on the world. Now, because of that ignorance, God today wants to help us, give us light, that we understand the type of horse and the chariots of every group of angels, of the seven groups of angels. All
these
started them under the head of the seal, the seven seals. And the seven groups of angels, in which we know four things. We first understood on the seven spirits of God, which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. And every group on the seven groups,
it
works under one specific spirit. The gift given the group of those angels. This is what we look to, the type of horse and the chariot of every group on the seven groups of angels. After we shall see the living creature in charge of every group of the seven groups, and four elders among the 24 who are in charge of every group of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we thank God that all the light we are to know it on those things done in heaven. We look at the type of horse and the chariots of every group of the seven groups of angels. Some of the major reasons why you are meant to know that the saints, when we are taken to heaven, we are picked by those chariots, the horses with chariots.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we are taken home in heaven.
So
now we don't move foot into heaven. And we don't waste time fly to heaven.
That
will happen on the day of the Lord Jesus.
It
will involve angels even picking us, and we fly with them. But in this time, our being picked, we are picked with the chariots and the horses, and the angels ride us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. There are many things we don't know in the kingdom of heaven. God's given us an opportunity to understand them and to begin to prepare for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
For when he promised, he said that they will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
Now,
we shall reach the kingdom of heaven, and we already used to that life. When with the us, he says this in the Matthew 6 and verses 9. Matthew 6 from verses 9.
Kale musabenga we muti nti kitaffe ali muguru erinya litukuzibwe olinyole 10 obwakabaka bw'obujje byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi ngabwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ayagala nnyo.
He wants so much.
Ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
What's done in heaven?
Bikolebwe ku nsi.
That it is done on earth.
Omanyi wano ku nsi tulina kamagaali, tulina ennyonyi.
On the world we have bicycles, we have aeroplanes.
Tulina ebidduka bingi.
We have different transports.
Naye abasinga tebalowooza nti mu ggulu waliyo ebidduka.
But most never think that even in heaven is there different transports. Because the transports of heaven are a bit advanced. They are far, quick, and beyond of the world. Those are horses which fly in the space. Horses which have wings. You know, in the world you cannot even see of them.
Yet,
they are there in the kingdom of heaven. They have chariots to be able to sit in those they are taking in the kingdom of heaven. Many times people are confused over these horses, and others give a wrong explanation. But God, our God, the living God, when he passed this journey of heaven, which moved
him
from 2005 to 2011, in the different series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotals, the urim, and the thummim, those are spiritual transports. I was able to see, to read in the book of heaven, to understand the type of horses and the chariots of every group on the seven groups of angels. And as we children of God, we are going to warm up for them. You know, if you know where you are going and how beautiful it is,
You
begin to warm up for that.
But
because in Ibra's back,
we didn't
know how heaven
appears,
what is there,
and
we are hardened to understand and to fight for the kingdom of heaven. You know, when you look at the servant who was picked by the chariots, let's look in the Kings.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's look
at the second Kings, chapter
1.
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 11.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri, esula yakubiri olunye lw'ekumi n'olumu.
Second Kings chapter 2 from verse 11.
Awo olwatuuka nga bakyatambula nga balojja. Laba, ne walabika eggaali ery'omuliro, n'embalasi ez'omuliro, nezibawula bombi. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga ez'omuzimu.
I don't
believe that.
When I read the Bible of heaven,
there was no
sound.
The weather winds.
Now,
the demons take Elijah. Luganda is very funny this time. You correct that before we move on. You correct that verse. Second Kings chapter 2, verses 11.
That
was taken to heaven with the weary winds. Not with the wind of the demons. We shall not burn them. We shall bring the real knowledge.
You
wrap the wrong one right there, the right one.
He
said in starting the seven seals of the seven groups of angels, we are in the second phase, the type of horse and the chariots of every group on the seven groups of angels. But as we looked at in the Matthew 6 from verses 9
unto
11, he tells us that will be done on earth as done in heavens. And we found ourselves when we've not known things in heaven. It's hard to do them on the world. It's hard to push over them. Many times, we as children of God, if you ask yourself, how am I going to go to heaven? How am I going to be taken? You cannot understand it. It gets to be very hard you to warm up for the kingdom of heaven. But if you gotten revealed
that
angels to pick me, a type of horse they carry, hold chariots, horses have wings,
they
take me as a child of the king,
for if you want
to worship the one I believe,
Chitange,
my father, king of kings,
Mukama wabakama,
Lord of lords.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he tells us in the second
King,
chapter 2, and verse 11, that this Elijah, because
he
was the child of God, the chariots of fire came for him. Angels on the horses, and behind them the chariots of fire, and they sat him on and took him off.
Not
passing a rope. You know you have funny stories you first got. You know, sometime back we never wanted the word.
But
when you tell a story, you even shed tears. Now let's speak the word of God. We say whoever has the word of God, let him speak it faithfully. The one with his dreams, let him speak his dreams that I dreamt.
But
the one with the word of God, let him speak it faithfully. Let's get back to 2 Kings, chapter 2,
and
verses 11.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula yakubiri onyole kumi n'olumu.
2 Kings 2 from verse 11.
Awo olwatuuka nga bakyatambula nga balojja. Laba ne walabika eggaali ly'omuliro n'embalasi z'omuliro ne zaawulamu bombi. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga ennyingi.
Awo Luganda kati lute.
Now Luganda has been propped. Elijah ascended to heaven with the wire winds. The horses of fire, they are ridden by the angel of fire. These ones we started them. Revelations 14:18. The angel in charge of fire, they are on the horses of fire. They seem like that. They can be like these ones. And the many others you'll see there. Here we put preparation to see that there's a chariot behind it. Most people say, if there will be a fire, won't them burn us? A holy person is not burnt by fire. You are in the chariot of fire, but you are enjoying the experience. You are like Sadrach and Meshach and Abednego.
Yeah.
In the fire, but they are worshipping God through the fire. The angel of fire has made it not
worshipping.
You pass the sky, and the devils are saying, what is that?
Yes, we
praise Jesus. And me, I enjoyed long time.
Why it hang on? We
and demons have to just look. What is that?
You
know to move far when the horses sit are in fire.
We
thought we had some to hinder them.
Like
we did to Daniel's era.
And we
captured Gabriel not to reach them. These ones of fire, we can't get close.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let me tell you one thing. It will depend what enmity you've been having on the world.
To
be taken in the chariot so far. If you've been fighting with municipalities so far, they have to take you in chariots of fire.
Now, Elijah
who fought the prophets who were false and the demons,
they
have to take him in chariots of fire. For they waited for him in the sky there.
Yes.
They bring Elijah of Michael, the white one. We are going to fight them. They saw him pass like a rocket. Fire. Those two we shall reach them. I try to give you introduction of them. People read horses in the Bible. And they misinterpret them.
That
one dead, another means. Who tell you such things?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
if you would have fought much with false prophets and the demons which work in them, and demons of different places,
you
have to be taken in chariots of fire. They shouldn't detach you for your overcome. Don't be expecting to walk via a rope. Those are funny stories, not the word of God. These are horses of fire. That's all horses we shall see there in the seven groups.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on, verse 12. We see.
Second
Kings 2:12.
Era Elisa n'akiraba, n'ayogera waggulu nti, kitange, kitange, amagali ga Isirayiri, n'embalasi ze, n'atambula nate. Nakwata ebyambalo bye, n'abiyuzaamu ebitundu bibiri.
Praise Jesus.
Yamugamba kitange.
Sorry, my father.
Ogenze n'amagaali.
You've gone with chariot.
N'embalasi ez'omuliro.
Horses of fire.
Kakati ani kumwayagala otambulira kagwa.
Who of you wants to pass a rope as you go to heaven?
Ogenaita kutinga tinga
wa kagwa. You're going to be on the tension of the rope. You are there struggling that with your luggage like that. And the rope walk like this. You walk like this. Like that. You're going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. The heaven has become a problem this time.
And I
came to the world. Why doesn't God admit? God,
God,
then he troubles us on the way. We overcame, we won sin in the world, we passed a wrong, people had our heaven our way. After you think, I'm working in heaven, I don't sleep, I've left evil works, why does God make me pass the rope, what did I do to him?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Friends,
those are not God's preparations. At least
get
two wings and you fly like an eagle. He sent angels, thousands of angels, why does he send? Lazarus, who did preach much, angels picked him. He was lifted by angels, they lifted him like that and they carried him up.
Not, they have horses and their chariots.
If they put you on the chariot, or you sit on the horse and they fly off.
You will not see the chariots.
You will see them come with their horses.
And they fly off.
They have wings, they have their appearance, which is rare.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And once you fight for a kingdom, you understand. God is the wise God.
He can't pass a rope like that.
Now in this seal of seven groups of angels,
bring out every horse of every group.
These were separate things to people.
So when we open the seal, we bring understanding to you.
If they are willing to pass the rope, whoever had a message of the rope,
you
are a number. Those who did hear, you are going to go how? Those who did hear, I don't know how they were to go. At least they had gotten their wrong thing. Now they are the same, the one with the wrong and the one with nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Oh, the problem was, in salvation we want to go to heaven.
But this way of going, on the angels and the horses.
As far as they go.
Heaven is there, in the sky perhaps, yet you don't know. Heaven passes beyond there
and
enters rim above. There are three heavens in the rim above. Now you don't know them, and you lack salvation, if you know one thing, you will love God.
God, you love what is.
Even the priest doesn't know where heaven is.
Even the Susan doesn't know what's not there. Let's pray, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners till the time of our death. We shall never settle. I'm not abusing. That's how they pray.
You're going to be a sinner to the time of your death. But what surprises you, you hear as if you speak of religion.
But we have conmen in salvation who are amazing.
They don't even know where heaven is.
If an angel, they don't know him.
They're having a big congregation. He gives them holy water. Another gives the ring.
There are many years, but there's no understanding.
Just give out tithes and offerings. And the sowings. And buying pork for the pastors. You're buying pork, but it's not life you're getting. But thank God.
Lazarus was taken by angels.
But that word be lifted.
oyinza okufunamu obuzibu okitegeera bamusikira
batya
naye nga bwe tugenda okwolekera okusumulula n'okutegeera
ekika
ky'embalaasi n'amagaali
ageyunja
malayika omusanvu
ojja
tegeera nti tebamusikula bwe
bati
omanyi mulimu abasoma kati awo netulaba nendaba Lazaro nga mukifuba kya
Ibulayimu
kati ne bagamba
ndowooza
abeera omujasula
gy'abeera
kuli kubeera kwaniriza
ke
yalaba
akaseera ako
yesu yeebazibwe so n'okusitulibwa bamalayika
tebakubeba
nga bakanyama omanyi oyinza okuddawo
n'ogaagenda
bakunteeka ku
kibegaabeera
gwebagaho emalayika gwe bagamba ntigenda omenyeke n'abantu
they told the angel go break yourself with carrying people
yeekolera ebidduka
he makes his transports
embalaasi ez'ebiwawaatiro
the horses of wings
n'amagaali n'ateekako emi
and the chariots he put there
amba tuula mu magaali tugende
oba
tuula ku mbalaasi tubuukewo
sit on the horse we fly off
kwegamba olaba obulungi bw'obwa
katonda and you see the goodness of God
omanyi kankubuli
let me tell you
obadde oyeyanenya ebintu by'omunsi
you aren't much things of the world
kubanga tomanyiyo kisinga
ekyo you don't know what's beyond that
naye bwona amanyi
but when you know tiwaliyo
ebirungi
ate there are better things
ojja kubifuna
you'll get them
ogambe naye ate waliyo ebibikira
njagala
kubituukamu nabyo
I want to reach even them
abantu tulina obujulizi obw'okuweera katonda
some of us has testimonies
omanyi mu kanisa tubaddenga mululye
ati
nga tosobola kuwa bujulizi
kubanga
tondafuna
mmotoka
naye nze neebaza mukama
olw'okuntegekera
amagaali
n'embalaasi
ezigenda okunnona yesu
ate
anazimba abadde talina
kyakwebaliza
naye nze neebaza mukama
kubanga
yanzimbira ekibuga kya
katonda
yerusaalemu eky'omuggulu
era
mmanyi
nga
n'ebyawano alina okunzimbira
kubanga
kiri kyekikira
kubanga
yampa ekisingawo
ate
ebyawano singa waliwo n'enjogera gye twogeramu erimu ku magezi mu maaso ga
katonda
singana mwana wa katonda ayogeranga
nandibyogeddeko nebinyiiza
kubanga oyinza okwogeranga ekiro erya naye nga tokimanyi naye
nyogera
ebitasaana
munna
ogenda omugaa naye mukama lwaki totwagala
ennyumba
eyaffe yabulayo mu kibuga
munaga
mwana
ennyumba
zo ziri ekibuga nazimba
yerusalemu
wandingambye mukama nyongeza byenkozesa mu
bulamu
naye obeera n'ekizikiza ng'oyombesa katonda
katusomeko
mu lukka wano
katonda
ezino introduction
zituliko
ezikwatagana ku kika ky'embalaasi
eza
buli kibinja kya malayika
kubinja
malayika omusanvu wansi wa siru
omusanvu
nebinja malayika
omusanvu
luka 16:19
luka esula ya 16 onyole 19 awo waliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi ng'asanyukanga bulijjo mu kwesiima olunya olwabiri era waliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Laazaalo eyagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe eyali awumusewumusa amabwa olunya olwabiri mu olumu nga yeegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga era embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimukombereranga amabwage olunya olwabiri mu ebbiri awo olwatuuka omwavu n'afa n'asitulibwa bamalayika n'assibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu
olwatuuka
mwavu
n'afa
twogera ku mubiri gwe
kati ku mubiri n'omwoyo ki kye
baatwala
naye tugenda tutereeza n'olulimi
lw'okwogera ne
mu bayibuli tulutereezeawo
olwatuuka
omugagga n'ava mu
mubiri
omwoyo gwe ne gusitulibwa
bamalayika
ne gutwalibwa
mu
kifuba kya
Ibulayimu
kubanga bw'ogamba n'afa
omugagga
omwavu n'afa
ati tiyinza oga
alabika yafa yenna n'omwoyo
gwe
omanyi zosi gundi ziyinza okuba empanvu naye oyinza okirongoosa mu
magezi omutwe gwe
awo osomawo nti olwatuuka
n'afa
You don't say he died, for you died,
lifted a dead body like that.
Yes,
he was raised. Jesus. It came to pass. The poor man checked from his body. What we call death. It was taken by angels.
First,
correct before you know angels and their chariots. You see how the angel was lifting this rich man. The poor. They carry him now. Before you
have
known of horses, how did they dare carry him? Now imagine a wrong imagination used to do before. You see a macho man angel. He has arrived carrying the poor man.
I'm
not saying be poor that you reach in heaven.
Be
a poor of sins and you don't have any sin, you are poor of sins.
And when
they find you are a poor of sins.
Because
some of you want to make yourself
be
like Lazarus, very poor, that I'll go to heaven.
You
should have said the poor will not reach. They will reach if they do acts of righteousness. And the rich, it will be very hard for them. Many times, the rich of this age, you are
hardened
in being in the light of the world.
Sometimes
your fellowshipping is very minimal. It's us who gather for you that you get it from us. Are we together? You know the 10 virgins. Now the 5 are foolish. They don't gather oil.
But
we gather oil every time in the world. The bridegroom will come and have nothing. You come, give us of your oil.
We
speak of the oil in the word, anointing of the Holy Spirit.
But
the word is the spirits and the life. Now beat out as we gather. You will see troubles. Also give me a
passion.
What they have is just enough for me. You go buy from the stations.
And
the stations are no more. Evangelists and pastors are no more. Even now they
sit
there.
But
they only have water on their stations, not oil.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus. Now they tell us. Lazarus covered and taken.
Was
poor yet he repented of sins.
All of us,
it required to align ourselves whether rich or poor, that we all remain in life of the world. And I
prove
it will be hard to be poor in the body when fought the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
We
all the rest will add
to it.
It's not to forsake us.
Balancing, balancing.
Let's just balance life.
When
we seek the kingdom of heaven, those of the world, adds what we touch, it's blessed.
Why
Lazarus was left poor was one. He was going to fail balance two things. To balance money and the knowledge of God. Lazarus poor and sick at the same time.
Then I
will be able to take him back to heaven. Yet I will not give him things to destroy him. And we too, we can fight that against us. And we balance seeking the kingdom of
righteousness.
And also he gives us. Some rich of the world gives them eat and they get destroyed.
Spoke
of them in Psalms 49. Give them to eat and get destroyed. See how you eat and you think you're peaceful, yet you get
destroyed.
But in all brethren, spoken of the way we are taken. You know Enoch. One of the first people to be taken by these chariots, the horses and the chariots. They looked for him, they never found him, for God took him. Chariots came to take him.
The
angels of the horses and the chariots.
He then hid
in a bush because of the evil in the world.
And
he said, God, this world is
Dwara.
Take me.
Lord,
take me from here.
And
God picked him.
According
to Hebrews
11,
in verses 4, God speaks like this.
Hebrews 11
from verse 4.
Olw'okukkiriza, Abiri yawa Katonda ssaddaaka esinga obulungi okukira eya Kayini eyamutegeezesa okuba omutuukirivu Katonda bwe yeetegereza ku birabo byabwe. Era olw'okukkiriza newankubadde nga yafa akyayogera.
Newankubadde kakati labako.
Now look.
Basose tulira Abel.
They have first brought us Abel.
Osobola okutegeera ekyaliwo
ku ye. You can understand what happened though.
Ate ye.
And him.
Omubiri gwafa.
The body died.
Omanyi olulimi luno tujja bujjako eyo.
This language ahead.
Tujja kulutereriza
ddala. We have to correct it. Yes.
We shouldn't
say that though he died.
We
say, though his body died, but he still is living alive in Jerusalem of heaven.
In Bible,
we shall correct
ahead
and they speak a clear language.
Not
those who have printed from Hebrew and Greek
didn't
bring out the thing as they spoken it.
The
death of a human body and the remaining of his spirit. The one who died is still
living.
It's not clear well. But in saying, by faith, when he unclothed his body, which died, his spirit is alive in the city. He's
living.
Now there is his calling. The taking is this. The
test
they can take
it when
you have unclothed the body.
Hence
they transfigure it. Because this is rare.
To
be transfigured,
that
is another standard. We shall speak of it.
Those
who just found that they have transfigured them. Chariots take them off. Most, they pick them here. And they are small. Those who go to heaven, imagine how you've been. And you want to go to heaven. You don't know how they go there. You are saved.
You
don't know the body of heaven. You know, here we are to speak of it.
When
they will not pick you in the chariots and you are in this body, they manifest the body you got from heaven. And if they are uncle of you
in this
body to get off, which dies,
you
have to come out having a body from heaven to take you. If they don't find you with it,
and
the angel of death and hell have come
with you,
hell comes with his own body.
It's
like a stick bent and very dry, a dry stick. As the spirit gets in, it's clothed in that body. You go, you are not formed well.
You're
going to see threatening things on this horse.
You know,
angel of death too has his horse. When you see, you begin to cry.
You know,
his horse is a bit very harsh. When you look at it like that, you know it is dawned on you.
You know it is
most have fallen on the awe of that angel. Angel Abaddon. Angel of the chains.
If you see and
you look behind, you see him there.
You
know it stand against him. It's failed.
The things
of the Banyankore, they speak it.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
The
problem is there.
The
world has secrets you don't know and how they happen.
Now,
we are in seven seals of seven
crystal angels.
There you
know
works done under the sun which people don't know.
Those
angels of death and hell are always on the world. They pick people but no one sees them. You call them the shooting stars, they shoot through the sky. And they take to the beach in the hell, in the kingdom of the stars, and they throw there. Those they are captured. Remember, in the pit, there are Abaddon's working there. The good things both are picked by horses, the evil and the good ones. But the horse which picks the evils,
you know,
understand all that well. And the horses which pick the evils, they don't carry you. They tie you on the chain and they drag you. They carry you. Are you honorable? Honorables are those who overcame sin. You failed on that. You didn't want rest.
They
those wearing bodies, you insist out there.
They
drug that goat. Scripture seems as a joke. In the Matthew 11, come all who are wearing burdens.
Burden
of evil sins and you put them aside. Get troubles of the world, put them aside. And you say, God, you are my refuge.
If you're
not coming, rest, you'll never rest. And they get you from here not resting. And they begin to drag you. And they say, refuse to rest. Come here. Drag you off. And they beat you all your days, never resting. But all that we have to understand, every group of hosts we are to reach with the actions they do.
If
they take them, you know it's done. When they take you in the host of hell, you know you're finished. Those ones every day they are gathering.
Heavens
get few more within our hosts of heaven.
It
when reaches this generation and the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven,
in
the righteousness
and
reduced much, it's very minimal. There you know problems came already. To take you, don't know where and how heaven appears.
When
you find Abaddon, angel of hell is before you. Lord, I was saved.
That's
from here, I've never known you.
Let's
read Hebrews 11, verse 5.
Hebrews 11,
verses
5. Enoka yatwalibwa natalaba kufa. Natalabika kubanga Katonda yamutwala. Kubanga bwe yalinga tannatwalibwa, yategezebwa okusimibwa Katonda.
Maybe
their words have not heard. I don't
know whether they've heard
them. I see them, Luganda, I don't hear them. Read English.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse
5.
By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. That's
the first thing. That by faith, which comes from hearing, hearing by the word of God,
Enoch
was translated. Before he was taken, he first was translated. And he had a body from heaven. And this was swallowed, the one of flesh. Have you understood those words?
The
problem we find with ourselves, not many people have that body on this world that would have been translated. The other, some are given it when they are about to check from the body. The latest hours. According to seasons we have passed through, ignorance means much.
Now,
being translated has been very minimal. Others get that body when they check on the body. It's been hard.
All
for providing. You can get it for time. And God says, I want to check on this body like this.
Not
many have that body. Not many knows of it. of body of heaven. You know the type of horse and chariot of seven groups of angels.
It
helps to know what body they will take you with. They will not find you in that body. God is on a very high standard. One is short and they don't want to be short. Another is very small like this. What did I do to you, Lord, to be small like this? Another is very tall. They say, I'm like a reed. Everyone is complaining. I say,
no,
I have to give you a uniform body from heaven. No one complains.
Even
the one with this palm. And the one without it, they look at the other and they pity themselves and they begin to ask what they did to God.
He
does not want that in heaven.
That's why
give you a body from heaven
which
inherits heaven and it's in the same glory. All that we
are
to know of it
is the
seal of seven groups of angels.
If
we understand type of horse and the chariot of the seven groups of angels, and these groups, six of them, they are in charge of picking the saints. One of these groups is in charge of taking in hell.
Many people
say that
it's
the one who picks spirits of the evil people and it takes them to hell. Yet, there are angels responsible for that.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For therefore his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
by faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Enoch
was found worthy to be translated.
And
he has a body from heaven. Don't just transfigure you like that. They transfigure you to go in what body? That wasn't found. For God took him after translating him. And he had a witness in him that he was the first to please God. He first pleased God. Praise Jesus. There is a transfiguration happening.
These angels
are taking you to heaven. You appear in your body of heaven.
When,
and go off the body of flesh. You end up in the body of heaven. And you appear like angels. We shall see where you reach from. And they move to work on you more.
You
reach at the golden altar of God. And they put wings in that body.
The
body in heaven, when it's given on earth, it holds no wings. It has a few clothing in it.
But
most is added you on the golden altar of God. They had the wings, the clothing. They are in the body given you. You are like a hen.
It
doesn't need to go on the shop to buy feathers. Glorious things are in heaven. You wake up tomorrow and you get a put on one color. Purple and yellow. And it's what comes. You're not going to buy clothes in different places. The other life is very good.
And
reading the Bible, the most amazing thing. Because of that, we did not even that. If it's not God, the God of heaven, I prove
this head. You
know, this head, they knock on them like that. And they ask, is there anything?
I'm
empty.
You're
joking.
You
walk shaking them. You think you understand. And when you speak much, but my friend, you are a senseless thing. When you speak and you reach a place, you get another film, you speak business. And you
saw
you are on a level of understanding. Yes, we
can
speak of business and politics, but it's going to pass away.
In the world,
business, there are politics, health, and things like that.
But
that's not the understanding. This time we are in the world to lighten home where we came from. Our home in heaven. Philippians
3:20.
We are lighting home in heaven and the good things there. And there you say, now I understand. We spoke.
We
went in the debates. We are arguing. Why are you against our language? We are speaking English here. We brought wisdom out. There's a brother. We started with him. And he went reported, I spoke Luganda, it doesn't know Luganda. When I reached, I told the teachers, this one doesn't know Luganda. How did he know I'm speaking Luganda? We had that stubbornness. And so as if we understand. There's no light of God's word. We don't know where we came from. We don't know how we shall go back.
There.
And we are born to destruction.
The
heads are big like that fish with a big head.
Yet
there is no understanding at all.
And
we are so much contentious. When the Bible says, take away the book of the whites.
And
in the journal of heaven, and it is in heaven, it's not of the whites. You're joking.
I said, the whites made this book.
And they tell me even the white people understand what's there.
The white people understand that. Go back, speak, see where they understand.
When I reached here, I tested one man. That man was from the Czech Republic. They were paying my tuition. I asked him. I saw he doesn't understand. I
say
it's not for the whites.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, there are major words in scriptures of truth. Because we
too
are not God revealed of them. And not all those old in age, they could reveal those words. We believe Zechariah 4:6, that not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we believe that word. When you begin to take off these seals, when you look much in Revelation 6, in verses 1,
Bible
speaks this of these seals, those lighting of the type of horse and chariots,
of
every group of the angels, on the seven groups. Revelation 6 from verse
1. Kububonero omusanvu ko akamu. Nempulira ekimu kubiramu ebina nga kyogera n'eddoboozi ery'okubwatuka nti jangu. Olunya olwokubiri, n'endaba era laba embalaasi enjeru, n'oyo atuddeko ng'alina omutego, n'aweebwa engule Nagenda nga wangula era wangule.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus so much.
When
he took off the first seal,
yes, it's
the seal of spirit of wisdom.
And
the first group of the angels, Michael, those fighting warfare. They were put going to conquer and bending on conquest. They are on their white horses. Many have gotten a wrong interpretation of these issues.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
what is this, brethren? When you read Revelation 6, verses 1 and 2, you open up the first seal and they show you. And you hear a living creature. We are about to reach that part.
The living creature
told him, come and see.
Now they understand it.
Now you know living creatures are found where?
They
called John to see from where. He says, I saw a white horse and the one seated on it, even a bow and a crown,
and
on conquering and bending on conquest.
Remember,
when Bible speaks with us, Romans 8,
says,
we are more than conquerors. We are conquerors who keep on conquering, but not by our own, and not by our power, but by the Spirit of God. Through angel Michael's who move on conquering,
they move on
conquering and conquering.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
that horse is not one. Others interpret him as the Antichrist. That he hunts, persecutes Christ. Not ignorance. Not knowing the word seals means what? If you read Zechariah 6, they moved to explain there are many other white horses and chariots that are very many. All those, perhaps they call them the Antichrists. Let's read and we hear. Zechariah 6 from verse 1.
Era laba amagali anagava wakati w'ensozi ebbiri n'ensozi za bikomo olunyiriri olw'okubiri ku gaali ery'olubereberye kwaliko embalaasi za lukunyu ne ku gaali ery'okubiri kwaliko embalaasi enzirugavu ne ku gaali ery'okusatu kwaliko embalaasi enjeru ne ku gaali ery'okuna kwaliko embalaasi eza kikusikusi.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus.
At garment to Kugari.
Said on the chariot.
Eriokusatu.
The third one.
Kwarike embarrassed and arranged on Peter.
There was many white horses.
Naomi number.
But do you know their number?
Bari trillion.
They are 25 trillions all on white horses. And they can make chariots. They were prepared, these angels see that church we conquer. And whoever overcomes, they have to pick them here on those chariots and their horses. Now what we have to move on, get revealed. Why do they have that type of horse? For most people say, according to the color of the horse, according to the color of horse, it means this. It's not upon the color of the horse. It's upon the one seated on it and what he does. Here we have two books with false information, which I'm going to read for you.
To
show you meaning why you have to study the type of horse and the chariots. I'm going to start with this man. This one, we are not abusing any person.
But
they're going to see both of them contradicting. But all of them, they say they are born again. One told us another told us another. Now this one, the title is The Second Coming of Jesus.
Pastor
Tom Mugerwa. We read what is in the book. Now they're going to contradict with the other. This one is another. It's some book, olden book. These are whites. This book too appears like that.
International evangelizing. International everlasting gospel mission. But
there's much falsehood there.
Let's
read as they open the seals.
Let's start with who?
Chapter 9 in this book. Known as the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Pastor Tom Mugerwa.
It says like this. In the 9th chapter. The signs of the seal. The first sign. Revelation 6. Verses 1 and 2. And I saw the Lamb of God. When he opened on the seal, on the seventh seal, the first seal. And I heard one of the four living creatures, and it spoke with a voice of a thunder that came. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and the one seated on it, and he holds a ball. It was given a crown. He moved on to conquer and bearing on conquest. And then he explains his revelation. Explanation. This is the sign of the white horse. Or the rider of the first horse. The one who is to destroy the world.
Apocalypse.
In bracket, apocalypse. You bring theology in the things of God. God told you Proverbs 1:23. Accept my rebuke. I'll pour my spirit on you.
He will
draw you to understand my words.
Don't
go to the books of the apocalypse, as they say. And you copy what's explained by the world.
But
you bring it in the wisdom of God.
In
1 Corinthians chapter 1. We refuse to know God in the wisdom of God. God wants us to know him in his wisdom, not human wisdom. In the wisdom of God. Speaks of it in Isaiah 28. From verses 9
unto
13. Who will he explain what is preached?
For it
going to be command by command. Scripture by scripture. There a little. That's how God's wisdom comes. Don't bring your thoughts. Don't bring your meditation. You get different scriptures. And you join them. Scripture to scripture.
And you
bring understanding. Not be in the stories. Explain the white horse. He said this is the sign of the white horse, or the rider of the horse, the first horse, the one of destroying the world.
Apocalypse
in bracket. On the horse, there is the one who contends against Christ. He will come to capture at the beginning of the plague.
Because he has no arrows
for his balls.
Kira ganti alina kuwamba obufuzi bwensi.
It shows that he has to capture rulership of the world.
Ngakozesa engeri ya yachi.
It's not the power of the armies. Let them contradict with this colleague again. This everlasting what?
International everlasting gospel mission.
Everlasting gospel mission. This one say like this.
Revelation chapter 6 shows that.
Kubikulirwa mukaga eraga.
Shows the opening of the seals.
Eraga okugulwawo kw'obubonero.
Done by opening the first.
Eraga okubikula akabonero akasooka.
The first horseman appear when the lamb opens the first through the first seals. The four horsemen appear when the lamb opens the first seal.
Abagoba b'embalasi abana balabisibwa nga omwana gw'endiga guddewo akabonero akasooka.
The white horse that appears in the first seal.
Embalasi esooka mu kabonero akasooka.
So the everlasting conquering.
Eraga okuwangula okw'olubeerera.
Conquering work of Jesus Christ.
Okuwangula omulimu gw'okuwangula kwa Kristo.
Over the heart of men, the hearts of men.
Eri emitima gy'abantu.
Agati ono yaga.
Now this one says.
Yoyo Yesu kati ya wangu.
That is Jesus conquering on the white horse.
Naye muna ono si Yesu ate ono malaika
we. Not Jesus, this is his angel.
Wabula ate ye kali asinga ko kuono.
At least this one is better than this one. Imagine your phone books in like the world you're born again. You've started this one. It told you different. You read the other. Different information.
It's
troubling them. What spirit is this?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let me read the second seal.
Okay. Akabonera akokubiri
the second seal
kubikuliba mukaga
Revelation 6
olinyolo 3
and 4
bwe yabembura akabonera akokubiri
when he opened the second seal and I had the living creature
nempulire ekiramu ekyokubiri
and I had the second living creature
nachogera ntiya
and it spoke that come
nevaye balas
and there came a horse
endala
another
yarukunyu
a red horse
era oyo eyali agituddeko
and the one who sat on it
nawe bw'okugyawo emirembe
was given to take away peace from the world
era batingane
and they will kill each other
alika tulabe anyonyola bwati
explanation
batingane bokana bokka
they kill each other
kano ke kabonero akembalasi emyufu
the seal of the red horse
rangi yembalasi eno
color of this horse
etegeja musayi
means blood
nakufa
and death.
Agadi malaika wokufa atakati yetu na mukola chi
musiwe yokona. What shall we do to the angel of death in the fourth seal?
Ino chengugambi obuvuyo obuli wano.
I tell you chaos right here.
Na yorugendo lwe tulwe baliza mukama.
But we thank God for the journey of heaven.
What is lugenda kutuwa byonanga
bino kubuye. To give all as they are to be.
Ngare tutebereza butebereza.
If we don't just imagine.
Mukala eyembala
se. The color of that horse.
Etegeza.
It means
wabulanga mutuwe byawandiki wabundi
give us scriptures for that
ngakale zuzitegeze
and those colors mean what you say
atandi ndozulabi akati kankunyonyoleko
iyo
mukano
read in this other book everlasting
akabonera akokubiri everlasting
the second seal
agamba bwati
he says
the
this.
Next seal shows how
akabonera la kalaga
this continuing victory
engeri
is opposed by Satan
engeri obuwangu sibuno jibuwa kanyizibwa Satani.
That imbwa atali kumbara semyo.
That the one on the red horse.
Yekawakanya
is opposing the victory. The devil said that opposing the victory of Jesus who is on the white horse.
Tunagenda mu Zakaria.
But when you go to Zakaria.
Tuleyo mukaga.
Chapter 6.
Tujja kula baya bali kumbara semyo funga katonda ya batuma.
Those on the red horse God sending them.
Gabanji
and their parents.
Gabatumye okubunya ekigambo kya katonda.
Them to spread the word of God.
Da malaika gabudie.
Angels of Gabriel.
Yulaba ndoza katemba ali mu.
See the drama in the world.
Omanyika tonda bali antambuzo lugendo lweguru yagamba bwati.
Move from the journey of heaven say.
Lwerugendo otambulidwa mu Bible.
It's the journey move in the Bible.
Okubikula mazima agali mu byawandikibwa.
To reveal truth in the spirit.
Teri kuongera mu.
No adding
on.
No subtracting.
Kiragiro ku kiragiro
command by command
kiragiro ku kiragiro
command by command
runyiriri ku runyiriri
scripture by scripture
wano kano wali katonda
ya elito there elito
rugendo lutalirwa kunyumya bunyumya
not a journey just
rugendo lwa kusoma mu Bible yo
ngabwe
tulutambula bwe tulitambula
move it
nawe osobola okulutambula ng'olunyumiza omulala
can move it and speak to
era ng'olusomesa
and you teach it
mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu
the name of Jesus
agambe the road horse the road the red horse
embalasi myufu
shows the breaking out of wars
elaga okula okubaluka kwentalo
mutufu kulina obuzibu
abanga we have a big problem
kuba obudde bugenze
because time is left us Let me even stop here. On the Thursday and Friday, we shall be in the journey of heaven. And we begin officially to get explained of those seals, the type of horse and the chariots of every group on the seven groups of angels. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.